I've been sounding the alarm bells on our lack of common reality repeatedly in the past few years. How, by way of the internet, we have come into an existence where none of us could really agree on anything, and how it's ultimately pretty destructive. But I think it's reached new levels now, or rather, it's a lot worse than it used to be. And I don't think there's any turning back. So I want to introduce this topic with a story that I recently heard from somebody that I was talking to that really demonstrates this principle of division and quite literally ended with deadly results. So I was talking to a guy a while back about a friend he had, a friend who passed. And this was a guy in his 40s who had unfortunately come down with colorectal cancer, which, as far as I'm aware, is fairly survivable. I am hardly a cancer expert. We'll get into that in a bit. But fairly survivable. The problem is, he told me, that his friend, prior to that, had spent the better part of a year plus in certain bubbles online that believe that doctors are kind of poisoning their patients intentionally, and specifically oncologists are. There's this notion in these bubbles that chemotherapy is there to basically put people out of their misery, to take care of them, as it were, not to actually help them. That's why there are all these nasty side effects and what have you. It's not because it's a necessary evil or because the doctors actually want to help people to get rid of the cancer cells, but rather because they're trying to poison the patients. And in general, this bubble this guy was in was just very skeptical of doctors in the sense of they're wanting to actively harm you. Now, I'm fully on board with the idea that a lot of doctors are incompetent and inattentive and can cause a lot of harm. I've had some bad experiences with doctors repeatedly, but generally speaking, I don't think there is a doctor-wide conspiracy, for lack of a better word, to poison or harm their patients, generally speaking. But this guy had got caught up in this bubble and then unfortunately come down with a form of fairly survivable cancer and rejected every intervention that the traditional medicine wanted to apply to him, because he knew, air quotes, that the doctors wanted to poison him with their chemotherapy and other applications, and oncologists are in fact evil, and they're trying to eliminate cancer patients rather than eliminate cancer. He was utterly convinced of this, and so he spent the better part of a year, all things considered a relatively long time, engaging in a lot of alternative attempts to deal with it, but at the end of the day, the cancer ran its course, and he died. And he still, on his dying day, as props to him, based on the story that was told to me, felt a sense of pride in rejecting whatever medical consensus there might be on treating cancer, because he knew it better, he did it better, and he didn't die because he engaged in quackery. Rather, he died because of just bad luck. Now, I'm relating this story to you because it's a particularly tragic version of what happens when you exist in an internet bubble to a degree where it's not just you disagree with people about whatever, about the inflation rate or immigration or whether or not vanilla or chocolate is a better flavor. No, you disagree about what basically could save your life, and you jeopardize that, and that's it. One life gone, erased. Now again, I'm not a cancer doctor, I'm not a doctor at all. I don't have expertise in oncology. But I'm also not going to assume, after a year or so of reading a bunch of stuff, probably a lot of it quackery, maybe some of it wasn't, that I'm going to know better than somebody who's been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever, somebody with expertise. Unfortunately, that was not the case with this other guy. And yes, it's an extreme example, no doubt, but it's emblematic of a very big problem we have. You see this everywhere. As many of you know, I've talked quite a bit about the nutrition wars. People that have become so wedded to a particular form of nutrition, be it vegan, be it paleo, be it carnivore, be it vegetarianism, whatever it might be, people that are so wedded to their diet form that they believe in it as they would a set of religious principles. And their job in the world is to tell you why you're wrong for eating the things that you are eating, and why you'd be so much better off for eating the way they do. It's basically a reaffirmation of the ego. Now, my take on nutrition is pretty nuanced. I think different diets work for different people. Guess what? Because we have different genes and These genes will dictate how we deal with macronutrients and micronutrients. So if you find a diet that works for you, that's great. But this is not a matter of religion. But these people turn into religion. It's very, very extreme, specifically with vegans and carnivore people, but also keto and paleo people too. And it's another example of how we simply do not have a consensus about reality that could potentially be harmful. Because what if you hear some guy preaching about the joys of one form of diet that is not good for you, and you waste time, months, maybe years, practicing the diet because it is the chosen diet of the gods, so to speak, and you end up harming yourself in the process? That's the danger that we're currently in when it comes to this general, total lack of consensus on knowledge, right? Because knowledge is powerful. As I talked about before, in some cases, a lack of knowledge can actually eliminate your life. And I think we're going to reach a stage soon where you and I and other people look at the sky on a sunny day and it looks blue to us, and there'll be some people next to us claiming, no, it's not blue, it's yellow. And the other guy will say it's red. And there'll be nothing you can do to convince them otherwise. That's how far we've come with the bubbles and the division. Now, politically, it goes without saying that this has been the case. And in some sense, it's not as bad as when you are taking your own health into your own hands in terms of your life. But it's still pretty bad because we really are at a point of no return. The reality is that all of us have different instincts, gut feelings, axioms, if you will. Not real axioms in the sense of physics or mathematics, but axioms in the sense of what we feel is right in terms of what politically should be done or should not be done. But back in the day, people understood the art of compromise. They understood that whatever feelings you have about a particular issue, they need to be either partially set aside or set aside entirely, sometimes for the greater good, sometimes in order to achieve certain things. The problem is, back then, there was at least some general consensus on certain things, right? We see a lot of people, for example, in the United States, throwing tantrums about the deportation of violent criminals who are illegal aliens in the country. That's how far things have come. People are upset that illegal aliens that have committed crimes, in some cases, crimes where people have lost their lives, and in some cases, crimes that I'm not even allowed to talk about here because of the one crime I'm sure you're aware of that you can't really talk about at all, and they're upset that they're being deported and sent out of the country. Now, I don't view deporting illegal aliens who commit violent crimes as a left-right issue. It's just an issue everyone should get on board with, as it is about safety and security. The thing that almost everyone wants to live in safety and security. People don't want to worry about being jumped, robbed, yes, murdered in some cases. People don't like that. And that is not a left or right issue. That should just be a universal issue. But because of the divide, and frankly speaking, because of the freaky, bizarre left-wing politics of our day, people can't agree on that. People think that violent criminals who are illegal aliens in a country should stay in the country and be protected. That's how nutty and far things have come. It seems increasingly likely that this divide is not going to get better. It's not going to be neutral. It's going to grow and grow and grow. Whatever you personally think of Trump and his initiatives, set that aside. The fact of the matter is that Trump, whatever he does, is going to make a lot of people upset. And their instinctual gut reaction to that will be to push back against anything he does, even if what he does is technically a good thing, like getting rid of violent illegal aliens that have harmed people. Because they're so caught up in their bubble, they're so caught up in this thinking that Trump bad automatically. And as many of you know, I do not revere or worship President Trump. He's just a guy at the end of the day. That they will not allow the slightest sliver of anything that can be beneficial to everyone involved to come to pass. And that's where we're at right now. But the reason why it's so damaging, ultimately, is because sometimes you need bipartisanship. Sometimes you need compromise. Sometimes you have to work together. Some things cannot be done alone or by a single group of individuals or a party. You need a vision, right? What vision is going to emerge, not just in the U.S., but here in Europe as well, that allows people to cooperatively work towards common goals when they all have different goals, when no one can agree on what those goals should be? It is just dead in the water. There needs to be at least some effort to address this. Instead, politicians, people in power, and the rest of us, we're just living in our bubbles. And we continue to persist in our bubbles because it's more convenient, it's more comfortable, and we don't want to deal with opposition necessarily. I certainly don't. And by opposition, I mean, I don't want to get into arguments. I have talked to so many people by now that I know that if I offer my views on something, regardless if they're reasonable or rational, or even if I can provide studies, they will be upset, they won't agree, and they will label me as an evil, bad person. Case in point, when people talk about gender relations and statistics or mating and dating strategies, and I can literally produce studies, they will deny it, right? The denial of human biology in terms of its application and its influence on human psychology. No, everything is social, everything's environmental, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Am I really going to engage with somebody like that who's so ideologically attached to the idea that everything we do is a social construct and that there are no differences between men and women, biologically, psychologically, et cetera, that millions of years of mammalian evolution have left no impact whatsoever? No. But the reason I won't engage with that person is because I've tried many times and it doesn't work. Ideological capture is a hell of a drug. And the problem I see is that it's like a boxing match at this stage. A pendulum, sure. It's always been a pendulum. But Trump is doing the things that he wants to do, the things that he says he was going to do, I guess. And a lot of people are cheering him on. It's universally a good thing to get rid of violent illegal aliens. I don't know why that's a point of debate or discussion. Full stop. But because of the boxing contest, the punching contest we're currently in, I have no doubt that down the line, people who are progressives and left-wing will push again for the reintroduction of more sanctuary cities, more violent illegal aliens, etc., etc., among many other issues. And in this sense, nothing can ever get done. And we cannot agree on basic stuff. Imagine this. Again, nobody wants to live in the presence of violent criminals. They don't. And yet, we are debating this. People are trying to protect people that have taken other people's lives. It's just nuts. Absolutely nuts. But that's where we're at right now. I think at the end of the day, the best thing that we can do as individuals is try to stay informed. Try to rein in your biases. I know I try to. I have my biases. I'm a human being as much as possible. And try to stay grounded. Don't take anything as gospel. Don't take anything I say as gospel. I'm just a dude at the end of the day. And listen to as many sides as possible. Sometimes certain sides spout nonsense, it's true. But sometimes there might be nuggets or gems of wisdom and information there. And allow yourself to absorb as much information as possible. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons and donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, the channel simply could not exist. If you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it would be much appreciated. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, subscribing, leaving a comment, sharing it with people, it would be much appreciated. Until the next time, if I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.